It was Inigo who entered. "And we should be leaving, Your Grace, if you don't mind. I would like us to be at Slake by lunchtime and through the pass at Willingness before dark."
"Do we have to rush so?" sighed Sybil.
"The pass is slightly dangerous," said Inigo. "Somewhat lawless."
"Only somewhat," said Vimes.
"I will just feel happier when it is behind us," said Inigo. "It would be a good idea if the second coach follows us closely and your men stay alert, Your Grace."
"They teach you tactics in Lord Vetinari's political office, do they, Inigo?" said Vimes.
"Just common sense, sir."
"Why don't we wait until tomorrow before attempting the pass?"
"With respect, Your Grace, I suggest not. For one thing, the weather is worsening, and I'm sure we're being watched. We must demonstrate that there is no yellow in the Ankh-Morpork flag."
"There is," said Vimes. "It's on the owl and the collars of the hippos."
"I mean," said Inigo, "that the colours of Ankh-Morpork do not run."
"Only since we got the new dyes," said Vimes.
All right, I know what you mean.
But look, I'm not risking the servants if there's any danger, and there's to be no arguing, understand? They can stay here and take the mail coach tomorrow. No one attacks the mail coaches any more."
"I suggest Lady Sybil remains here too, sir."
"Absolutely not," said Sybil. "I wouldn't hear of it. If it's not too dangerous for Sam, it's not too dangerous for me."
"I wouldn't argue with her if I was you," said Vimes to Inigo. "I really wouldn't."
The wolf was not very happy about being tethered to a tree, but, as Gaspode said, never trust nobody. They'd paused a while in a wood about 5 miles from the town. It'd be a brief stop, Carrot had said. Some of the people in the square looked the sort who treasured their lack of a sense of humour. After some barking and growling, Gaspode said, "You've got to understand that mate here is personally known gratis in local wolf society, being a bit of a ha-ha lone wolf."
"Yes?"
Carrot was taking the roast chickens out of their sack, Gaspode's eyes fixed on them. "But he hears the howling at night."
"Ah, wolves communicate."
"Basically, your wolf howl is just another way of pissing against a tree to say it's your damn tree. But there's always a bit of news, too. Something nasty's happening in Oberwald. He doesn't know what." Gaspode lowered his voice. "Between you and me, our friend here was well behind the door when the brains was handed out. If wolves was people, he'd be like foul old Ron."
"What's his name?" said Carrot thoughtfully.
Gaspode gave Carrot a look. He cared what a wolf was called.
"Wolf names is difficult," he said. "More like a description, see? It's not like calling yourself Mr. Snuggles or Bonzo, you understand?"
"Yes, I know. So what is his name?"
"You want to know what his name is, then?"
"Yes, Gaspode."
"So, in fact, it's the name of this wolf you want to know?"
"That is correct."
Gaspode shifted uneasily.
"Arsehole," he said.
"Oh."
To the dog's frank astonishment, Carrot blushed.
"That's basically a summary, but it's a pretty good translation," he said. "I wouldn't have mentioned it, but you did ask."
Gaspode stopped and whined for a moment, trying to convey the message that he was losing his voice due to lack of chicken.
There's been a lot on the howl about Angua," he went on, when Carrot seemed unable to take the hint. "They think she's bad news."
"Why, she's travelling as a wolf, after all."
"Wolves hate werewolves."
"What? That can't be right. When she's wolf-shaped, she's just like a wolf."
"So? When she's human-shaped, she's just like a human. And what's that got to do with anything? Humans don't like werewolves. Wolves don't like werewolves. People don't like wolves that can think like people, and people don't like people who can act like wolves. Which just shows you that people are the same everywhere," said Gaspode.
He assessed this sentence and added, "Even when they're wolves."
"I never thought of it like that."
"And she smells wrong. Wolves are very sensitive to that sort of thing."
"Tell me more about the howl."
"Oh, it's like the clacky thing. News gets spread for hundreds of miles."
"Do the howls mention her companion?"
"Nah. If you like, I'll ask.
"I'd prefer a different name if it's all the same to you," said Carrot. "Words like that aren't clever."
Gaspode rolled his eyes.
"There's nothing wrong with the word amongst us pedestically gifted species," he said. We're very smell-oriented. He sighed.